Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio, the best Christian rock and metal on the net.
Hey, this is Kevin Young with the band Disciple, and you are listening to Divine Aggression Radio.
Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio. My name is Kelly Matthews. I'll be with you this hour playing the best Christian rock and metal on the net. We've got a special episode for you guys this time around. This is an all 90s show. All the music I'm going to play today was released in the 1990s, and that means some familiar bands that you'll hear on the show on a regular basis, but I'm going to do some deep cuts, kind of like the song I just played. That is Disciple, the title track from their 1997 album, My Daddy Can Whip Your Daddy. I've seen them play that song in concert a couple of times. Yeah, I go back that far. But I got some great stuff, some deep cuts for you guys, and a lot of stuff I'm going to be playing falls into that category of, is it really a classic? Because I'm going to be playing some mid-late 90s stuff. It's not really current. It almost falls in that no man's land. And this is a chance for me to play some of it. But right now, I'm going to play some Striper. This is a song I don't think I've ever played on the show before. This dates back to 1991. They had like a best of compilation that came out with a couple of new songs. This is the title track from that album, and it is Striper. Can't Stop the Rock from 1991. Welcome to the show, everybody. That is Stryper, Can't Stop the Rock, going back to 1991, I believe. Some early 90s Stryper for you right there. Starting off the show, we had Disciple from 1997, My Daddy Can Whip Your Daddy. When I saw them play that in concert, Kevin said, "We're going to do a song, or we're going to dedicate this one to every demon from hell. My Daddy Can Whip Your Daddy." And it was really cool. Anyways, yeah, that's that's my late 90s, early 2000s Kevin Young impersonation. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can do so several different ways. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ Divine Aggression Radio. Pinned to the top of that page is the Divine Aggression Radio Group. If you listen live on Tuesdays, that is the place to be. Even if you don't, come over and join. We'd love to have you. That is the Divine Aggression Radio Group on Facebook. You can always email me, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. That's divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. Let's see, you can go to Google or wherever you search, or tell your device, whatever you have, Cortana or David Huskow or whatever the name of your device is. Play the latest episode of Divine Aggression Radio and it should pop right up. So you can go there, do that. Tons of places online for you to listen and download the show for free. What is not free is our merchandise. Storefrontier.com. That's the place to go. www.storefrontier.com. Search for Divine Aggression. We've got a t-shirt and a hoodie over there. We would love for you to go purchase and represent. Have that cool looking Divine Aggression Radio logo. Adorn your torso with the logo. That would be great. All right, what I got for you now. This is 97, I believe. 96 or 97. This comes from the Petra tribute album. Never Say Dinosaur. Had some okay stuff on there, but by far this was my favorite song. It is the Galactic Cowboys with their version of Not of This World.
red stream from which our love does flow. Take black and white and yellow, brown and pink and pain and sorrow. Take my black and white.
That is Paint from the very first Skillet album, self-titled album. And as much as I like the new Skillet, of course I love Jen, Corey, Seth. I loved their former guitarist, Ben Kasica, I think was his name. Go back to that first album. The history that I've had with those guys, I just love that first album. Takes me back to a simpler time. Of course, John has just grown leaps and bounds since then, but I love their lead guitarist at the time, Mr. Ken Stort, still a good friend of mine. Just a great album. People call it grunge or whatever. It doesn't matter. I liked it then. I like it now. And good stuff from Skillet's first album. Before that, we had the Galactic Cowboys with Not of This World. That is from the Petra tribute album, Never Say Dinosaur. I wish there were more Galactic Cowboys songs where they actually used the name of Jesus, because that's kind of cool to hear. All right, what I got for you now. Let's go to 1992. The album is Stay of Execution. The band is Deliverance. The song is called Selfmonger, right here on Divine Aggression Radio.
This is Jimmy Brown from the band Deliverance, and you're listening to Divine Aggression Radio.
Oh,
I love that song. That is Believable Picnic. The song is called Big Fat Nothing. I saw them at Cornerstone one year, and that's the song that caught my attention. And I remember watching their video for that. I guess it was on Z Music Television, I guess, if they were still around at the time. But I remember seeing the video for that song. I think I'm going to make that my official theme song for the majority of everyone on Twitter. Not my friends, not the Christian community, but all the other ones who like to stick their nose into my business whenever, well, I guess it's my making everybody's business. Let me rephrase that. Who like to stick their nose in on my tweets and let their opinion be known when it isn't asked for or called for. And they're just rude and not very nice people and represent the cesspool that Twitter mostly is. But I do find some humor in that. So I'm going to make that my official theme song to all those people on Twitter. Big Fat Nothing. And before that, we had Deliverance. Going back to 1992, the Stay of Execution album, the song is called Selfmonger. When I saw them in concert in 93, I believe that's what they closed the show with. Pretty stinking awesome. Gonna play some Holy Soldier right now. This goes back to 1992, the Last Train album. And again, at Cornerstone, I remember watching Stephen Patrick, vocalist for Holy Soldier. He was doing a solo thing. And I remember him saying, "Anybody remember a band called Holy Soldier? Anybody want to hear a song that we did in Holy Soldier?" And the first song that was screamed out by some dude was Crazy. I remember the look on Stephen Patrick's face was, I didn't expect that. He ended up saying, "Did somebody say Last Train?" And I think I looked at the guys I was with. I said, "No, I don't think anybody did. I don't think one person out here said Last Train." But somebody did scream out Crazy from the Last Train album. And that's what I'm going to play right now. So here is Holy Soldier, Crazy, on Divine Aggression Radio. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
My pet, how fun you are. I trust you so much, I even leave the cage door ajar. You'd never harm me, but just to be safe, I admire you from afar.
The calling is back, it's starting to laugh.
So harmless. Me the master, you the slave. I reach out to touch you. I'm getting so brave. You affect me but little. I still haven't changed. And to those who find me abrasive, it's you that's deranged.
The calling is back, it's time to laugh. Your soul asphyxiated.
Just a white line, or addiction of some kind, but entanglement with anger, or to bitterness bind.
I would have to say, after the first six Bride studio albums, that one right there is probably my favorite. Drop came out before that. Oddities came out after that, which I think Oddities gets a bad rap. There's some really good songs on there. But the Jesus Experience has been my favorite Bride release. Good songs. Got to see them on that tour. Got to actually share the stage with them on that tour. That song is called I Love You from the Jesus Experience. And before that, we had Tourniquet with Enveloped in Python. That's from the Crawl to China album. And starting off that set was Holy Soldier, a song called Crazy. What I got for you now, a band that has just released a fantastic album in 2022, but we're going to go back to 30 years ago, 1992, the first song from their first album. This is The Brave, and the song is called All Together Now.
Oh,
How about a little 7-Day Jesus? How long has it been since you heard those guys? That's another band that I discovered at Cornerstone in the mid-90s, and I believe they had 2 albums out. That's from their first album. Their second one was much more commercial, really mainstream sound, and the first one had a lot more of an alternative feel and really different. So I kind of leaned towards the first one a little bit, even though the second one was really good. But that's 7-Day Jesus from the album The Hunger, and the song is called A Time to Heal. Before that, we had, who did we have? The Brave from their very first album, Battle Cries. The song is called All Together Now. Love those guys, and let me tell you, if you haven't checked out their latest albums, Gravedigger is the latest, and before that, Evie's Little Garden. Both of those albums are stellar, just absolutely killer. I need to get those guys on the show. You guys know I like to interview bands that I am a fan of, and within the last couple of years, I've become much more of a fan of The Brave. I mean, I've always enjoyed their music. Even their 2014 album, Rise, they had they were fronted by a female vocalist, which, of course, didn't bother me at all. It seemed to bother a lot of other people, but not me. I mean, I thought she sounded great. I thought the songs were good. They redid some songs from their first 2 albums and had some new songs. I dug it. The album's called Rise, if you want to go check it out. But definitely been a big fan of The Brave, and almost got to play with them. Back in the early 90s, we were going to play a festival, and The Brave was supposed to be on the bill, but they ended up not playing. So, and I really didn't know them at the time, so I probably, maybe it was a blessing in disguise for me personally. But anyways, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I got one more song before I get to myself out of here and go get me some supper. This has been a really cool show. Thank you to everyone for all your comments and reactions, all the interactions on the Divine Aggression Radio Facebook page. It is really, really appreciated, especially when I do something different like this. I don't ever know how it's going to go over. We are at episode 496. Not long until episode 500. I don't know what I'm going to do exactly for episode 500, but it's going to be something really, really cool. Got to figure it out. I will take some suggestions if you want to leave them in the Facebook group, or email me, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. I would love to hear your ideas for what I can do for episode 500. Can you believe it? The show has been going. Just had our 9th anniversary. As a matter of fact, I believe it's this week. This week is our 9th anniversary for Divine Aggression Radio. Got episode 500 coming up, and of course next year will be our 10-year anniversary. We will see how things progress between now and then. You don't ever know. Good things, I'm sure. One more song for you guys. Gonna play some Guardian. This is from 97 or 98. This is from their live album, and a lot of good stuff on it. I wish they could have played some of their earlier stuff, but they focused more on just their last few albums. And they did a cover song on here. One of the better cover songs I've heard, and it's from the band U2. And a great version of it. That's what I'm going to leave you with here today. Guardian with their live version of the U2 song Pride. Take care, you guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of the show. You are appreciated more than I can ever say. Here's Guardian with Pride. I will see you guys next week. Take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody. This is Jamie Rowe from Guardian. You're listening to Divine Aggression Radio with Kelly Matthews.
Divine Aggression Radio will end transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What must be what? What must be what? What must be what?